get this started for an hour. Not an hour.
40 minutes.
40 minutes. Welcome to episode 40.
This is the one.
DBC. This is it. This is number 40. This is the last one. We're done after this. Just kidding.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not done. We don't have enough validation yet.
True. Here's what I've been thinking. There's a lot of podcasts out there that have been doing this for literal years, and they're still not, like, you know, huge. So, you know, as long as we keep steady growth, you know, it's fine. And the only way we can grow is if people fucking review us on iTunes. And you know who's not doing it? You, listener. All of you.
Even I left a review on our iTunes, and I'm incompetent as crap.
Not going to disagree.
That's fair. I wouldn't expect you to. I wasn't fishing. I was being dead honest.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think you're incompetent, buddy. You're just dumb. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. No, I'm dumb. I'm also dumb. Yeah. If you're dumb, I'm dumber. Dumb and dumber. Well,
hey.
You know, you're cute.
You're cuter.
Stop.
You stop.
I can't help it.
If you don't stop, I'm going to fuck you up.
Okay, looks like I'm done.
Yep, all right. Guys, welcome to episode 40 of the Dad Podcast. My name's Cameron.
And this is your boy, Chad Hoy.
And gosh ding dong darn it, I love this show, and it's been a while since we recorded. It doesn't seem like it to you guys, but it does to us, because we had to record early last week. Chad, how'd your week go, man?
Well, let's see. If we're going from when we last recorded, which was last Thursday?
Yeah, baby. It's been a long time.
Yeah, so, like, people were asking me, like, how was your date? And I was like, oh, like, this feels late, because I had my date on Friday. But
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the week was good. She did the usual, you know, didn't work on Saturday. So I, got way too drunk on Friday on accident. It was an accident. I did not think about how much I was putting down. And I hadn't drank since, like, probably last week or something. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that happened. Man, let's think. Okay, so I had a good phone call on Tuesday of this week with a company in Austin.
Hey!
And then she set me up for a second phone call with the guy, like the manager I'd be working for.
Hey!
And so that was on Thursday, and that went really well, too. Nice.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I looked him up on LinkedIn, and he had like a degree for sports journalism, and I was like, hey, I kind of do sports journalism because I write for a soccer blog, and he's really into Houston sports because he's from there, so we talked about sports a lot.
And
then at the end he was like, Rachel will be with you for next steps, so hopefully that's a good thing and not just like a courtesy thing. But
yeah, that's hella exciting, my dude.
Yeah, jeez, frick, I just want a job in Austin so bad. And I feel like I'm running out of places to possibly work for.
The whole city of Austin just doesn't want you.
Like, for the roles I'm looking for, like sales, there's like a lot of jobs, but there's also I've applied for all of them.
Oh my gosh.
Like, on LinkedIn, there's like so many that there's like not many I haven't applied for. Wow. So, so hopefully this one gets done. I think it should, but we'll see. But yeah, so that went well. I also like called with another company. So on Tuesday I have a thing to do with them, kind of interview thing. And oh my God, did you get a tattoo?
Oh yeah, I did.
Holy shit.
Where I don't know how to do the angle to show you. I have a tattoo. How about that?
Wow, fuck.
I know. You know what, though? Like, a couple... I've told a
few
people...
You've soiled yourself.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to hell now. I told my buddy Mitchell, who told one of our mutual friends at the soda parlor. He's like, yeah, Cameron just got a tattoo. And then David, the other guy, goes, Cameron doesn't seem like the kind of guy to get a tattoo. For real? I was like, what is that supposed to mean? I'm so alt-rock. Fat alt-rock.
Fat alt-rock.
Yeah, I'm like Bowling for Soup in another 10 years.
That's a really good comparison. Yeah, so my week went pretty well. Should I dive into this date, or are we going to do...
I want you to dive on in.
All right, man.
Scuba gear ready, boys and girls. We're going to dive on into this one.
Honestly, not a lot to unpack. The date just wasn't great.
Oh, no! All.
Yeah, well, okay, so I don't know. I thought I just wasn't attracted to her in person. And so then, that's always, like, a fear with online dating. But it seemed like neither of us were really feeling it, so...
Oh, well, then that's okay.
Yeah, went to a comedy show, and then I lied. I was like, I got to wake up early tomorrow to go golf with my dad, because this is like Father's Day weekend last weekend.
Right.
So I was like, it was true. I had to wake up early, but like I still would have, you know, if I were feeling it, we would have watched a movie or something. But I wasn't. So I was like, I got to go to bed. Sorry. I forgot that. But yeah, my bad. And then just haven't talked to her since. She hasn't texted me, so.
Yeah, that sounds pretty mutual then. Well.
Yeah.
That was Date with the Dad Bod. What?
Sorry, my computer just tried to restart. It's fine.
Oh, don't let that happen.
Yeah, no, I did not. I said remind me later, so that should be. Should be a later thing, right? But, actually, this weekend was way more interesting.
What's that mean?
All right, so Friday, 2 days ago, not the one that was 9 days ago, which was the date. Man, we have like 2 weekends to catch up on.
I know, dude. There's so much. I did a lot. I never do anything, but I feel like I did a lot between the last time we talked and this time.
Yeah, me too. God. Yeah, so last weekend had a date Friday, golfed with my dad Saturday, got some lunch, came back to Indy. I don't think I did anything that night. I got back kind of late, just hung out. And then, I played games. No, I did that on like Monday is when I downloaded that, I think, to play with you guys. But, so Saturday didn't do anything. Sunday, golfed with Riley and Indy, and then worked all week. And then this Friday, I had those interviews and stuff all week, and then I tried to schedule a haircut all week. Monday, I went in to get my haircut, and the guy's like, oh, yeah, you're going to have to schedule. And I was like, oh, okay. So I scheduled it for Thursday, but I thought it was on Wednesday. So Wednesday after work, I rushed down there, and then... and then he was like, your appointment's tomorrow, dumbass. And I was like, oh, okay. Whoops. And then on Thursday, I had that phone call with the guy, and it went well, so we talked for a long time. And then I, like, didn't want to drive and be on the phone, like, you know. So I waited, and then my appointment was at 6. I left at, like, 5:58. They're if you get here 6:10, you're good. I got there at 6:13. And I was like, rules are rules, whatever. So they scheduled me the next day. I finally got my frickin' haircut on Friday.
Well, it looks good.
Thank you. I think it does. It's a new spot. I want you a new spot. So Friday, I get my haircut. It was my friend Mike's girlfriend's birthday, and she won a party to Howl at the Moon. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
It's this bar in Indy. It's like a piano bar. People play live music all night. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty rad.
Unless the people playing live music suck, then it's not that cool.
Then it's like a bad party in someone's backyard at that point.
Yeah. Usually, like, they're pretty good, but I don't know. I really was not feeling... Other than the guy sounded like Brendan Urie a little bit, which was cool.
That's good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like... They, like, play a bunch of, like... classic rock stuff, but like with a piano, and it just sounds weird, and I'm like,
oh yeah.
But anyway, it's fine. Yeah, it was good. I went there, and they had wild turkey shots for $3. So
what?
You heard me, baby. Wild turkey whiskey.
Oh,
good stuff for
$3. And I thought it was a shot called wild turkey, and I'm like, what the
hell? Oh, no, it's just a whiskey. But they had those for $3, and I had very many.
How many?
Because they were $3.
Do you think you spent on
how many? How many dollars did I spend there
on those shots?
I'm
$3 times what, Chad? Did you drop $30?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
But I did buy two for other people, so I had 8. Still a lot, and a few beers. And
did you expect anyone to suck your dick when you bought them shots?
No, that was for my friends. I just owed them some shot. Callback comedy, very good. yeah. So I drank a lot, and I was hammered, and I don't remember how I got anywhere. We walked to. I didn't black out, but I definitely grayed out that night. Because I'm like, I have to like really think to recall the details. So we're there. They had a buffet for the party, and they had like some tacos. So I had like 4 tacos.
Oh, very baby. Good.
Yeah, they were good. And then so we're getting to the point where we're leaving. I talked to this guy for like a half hour who's an undercover cop who was there. That was interesting. It was really weird. I don't even know. Yeah, he was like...
Did he tell you he was an undercover cop?
Yeah, well, it was a split birthday party for Mike's girlfriend, Maddie, and then this guy, Adrian, who we all know too. And Adrian's gay with another guy, Nick, who I met that night. And this guy who's an undercover cop is Nick's dad. So, yeah.
What?
For some reason, I couldn't connect that this guy was his dad, and I was like, not putting two and two together on that.
Was he there for the party, or was he there as an undercover cop?
He was there for the party. Cameron. Okay,
so the fact that he's an undercover cop. Oh, it was conversation. Yeah, okay.
So that was interesting. My friend Jonah came down from Grand Rapids.
My name's Jonah.
Yeah, good song. And so Jonah was down, and we were walking, and we just saw the liquor store. We went in, and we got some big beers, and he was like, and I was like, you know, the cool thing about Indianapolis is you can drink these while you walk. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, dude, no open container laws. We can do it. So we're brown bagging some beers, walking back to Mike's apartment. Finally get to Mike's. Everyone wants to go dancing. I did not, so I went home, Ubered. And then we get there, and everyone ordered pizza, and I fell asleep on the ground. Because that's just... I don't really recall. I think... So our friends are sitting on the couch, and I like sat down in front of the couch and got a head rub, which was awesome. That's it was nice. Great. And then that put me to sleep, I think.
Yeah.
And I woke up.
That'll do it.
I woke up at 6 a.m. with a blanket on me on the floor. Both
that's
my flip-flops
so
had been
cute.
Taken off. And Jail John said he tucked me in. Aww. And then I was just being a dick. he said I was like slouched up against the love seat, like asleep. And John, he was like, do you want to lay down? You look really uncomfortable. And I was like, ugh. Like not saying any words. I don't remember this happening because I was like half asleep, I guess. But and he said I was like resting on my arm and like I wouldn't lay down. So he just pulled my arm out from under me. And I just like fell into a laying down position.
Oh, my gosh. And he's
like, you want a pillow? And I was like, no.
No.
And then he said he gave me a pillow, but I took it grumpily, but I still used it.
Oh my gosh.
So it sounds like really cute. I've never been in a situation where I'm the mean drunk person, but that was me, I guess.
That's funny.
Like the grumpy boy. Yeah. So that was Friday, and then I told some friends I'd visit Bloomington on Saturday, so I went down to Bloomington and did not get drunk because I felt awful all day. I almost didn't go, and then Aaron does Balloons by Aaron. If anybody ever needs balloons done, our friend Aaron, just Google Balloons by Aaron. You'll find his contact info on Google. It's pretty cool.
He's incredible.
Yeah, and he's so good. But Aaron called me, and he's like, I gave up a gig this weekend because you said you were coming, so you get your fat, lazy ass down here, and we're going to drink. And I said, okay. So I went down, and then I did not really drink. I had a couple beers.
I want to drink with Aaron.
Oh man, they're so fun. But like, God, so much happened. Yeah. So I went to Bloomington. It was like 3 a.m. We were talking, and Aaron's roommate, who's a girl, seemed kind of into me, and I was not into it. So I was like, I'm just gonna go home. So I just drove back to Indy from Bloomington at 3 a.m., got home at 4:30, crashed. Yeah, and I showed them. I got two final mixes back for the EP. Yeah, and I showed them to Rob and Aaron cried.
Oh, my gosh.
During the timing one.
Yeah, that's a really
good one. The single, yeah. So,
guys,
they have some stuff. I'm not. Yeah, you go on.
I heard them. I heard the pre-mastering final mixes of two of the songs from Chad's long-awaited EP.
Very long.
Good Lord, let me tell you, it's worth the wait. It's so freaking good. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend. Like, that's music that I've been listening to for years, and that like. I love that style. It's something that I can't do, so I really respect it. It's just so good. I can't write like that, man.
Write like what, though? I don't feel like it's anything that's, like, that different. I don't know.
I mean, y'all will just have to hear it, but it's V-good.
Yeah, so that, I need to give Anderson, like, final, like, he's telling me to like tell him to change stuff, and I'll probably tell him to change just a couple things.
Yeah, listen to it on every kind of sound system you can.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna listen to it on my headphones here.
iPhone with headphones, iPhone without headphones, car, regular stereo, anything.
I've listened in the car a lot, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna listen more just to hear all the nuances. You know, there's a lot of layers, so
yeah. Yeah, really, like, the arrangements are so freaking cool, man. They're really fun.
Anderson he really took a lot of, like, creative...
liberties.
I let him have it. I was like, you know...
Yeah, and he did a really good job, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's definitely good. Yeah, so I got those back, and it was good, and I had a good weekend, and now I'm back, and I feel good on a Sunday for the first time in a while.
Yeah,
because I didn't get drunk on Saturday. I got drunk on Friday. So.
Man, my dad came down to Nashville last weekend for Father's Day weekend, and we golfed and drank, and then the next day we went to brunch twice over the weekend. So that was awesome. I had brunch two times last weekend. I had brunch this morning. That's great. So that's always good. Nashville brunch is that good. And I got drunk and saw Wonder Woman with my dad on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
I want to see it so bad.
That movie is so good. And like, it was only like, and I don't like superhero movies.
Yeah.
Because they all feel the same, and admittedly, this one's, you know, pretty corny in spots, pretty cheesy, but like, it was so fun. It was just very, very fun, and when it was really serious, it didn't feel like it was taking itself too serious, but like, it did what it was supposed to do. It was a great movie, so much fun. I loved it. You gotta go see it.
I honestly am contemplating just going to the movies alone sometimes, because I love the movies. Yeah.
Yeah. I was really going to, but then like Austin was like, hey, we don't have anything else going on tonight. It's raining. We can't golf again. Let's just go see Wonder Woman. I was like, yes. Let's do that. It was so fun. Oh, man. My dad and I got really blitzed. We were just talking during the movie, and I'm sure we were really loud, but like, or well, he was, and I would lean down and be like, "If you don't shut up, old man, I'm gonna come down there. Oh, I'm gonna hit you."
Wait, he was like in front of you?
No, he was down like a couple seats. I was on one end, and he was.
Like, oh.
And I just kept leaning over. I'm like, "Hey, shut up."
The old Weaver sandwich.
Yeah, and then so that was fun. Oh my gosh, I've been drinking a lot because I've been playing Friday the 13th a lot.
Oh no.
And it's just so much fun to crack open a couple cold ones with the boys.
And play. Sometimes girl.
And sometimes girl. Or one female friend, Brie. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But we've been playing Friday the 13th. Or Mitchell, is that what you said?
I said our one mutual female friend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, never mind, we have a lot, but yeah, yeah, one that we... Yeah, no, you're right.
We're just men pigs.
Yeah!
But no, Friday the 13th has been so fun. Like, I am in such a, like, video game mood again. Like...
Me too, yeah.
Games are just good.
No, right they're now. Fucking... E3 was so fucking tight, dude.
Dude, I'm so freaking pumped. And, like, that's...
Yeah.
I don't want to alienate everybody, but real quick, I just want to say... that I have 14 shrines left in Breath of the Wild, and I'll have all 120 done. I've already done the 4 beasts. I've just got the end of the game to do, and then DLC comes out on Friday. What?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is Breath of the Wild the
Zelda.
Big one?
I'm sorry. Legend of Zelda for the Switch.
Oh, Zelda. Fuck me. I was thinking of...
That's okay, baby.
The game that had, like, infinite number of planets you could go to and stuff.
That's Mass Effect.
No, not Mass Effect.
Oh, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, yeah.
That game
yeah.
was a flop. I didn't buy
it. I heard it was super hyped, and then, yeah, it kind of sucked.
It's real bad.
Or it was, like, weird, like, because the builds are, like, they can really control how...
Yeah, and then, like, your stuff gets erased after a certain point. Like, it's really dumb. It's real bad. But no.
Oh, that sucked.
Yeah.
It seemed cool. It's one of those that, like, we'll look back, and it kind of probably... It'll probably influence games that do what it tried to do a lot better.
Exactly. Which is cool. I'm excited for... Yeah. What that game promised in an actual game sometime.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that was an actual game, just wasn't great.
Yeah. So I've been playing Breath of the Wild like crazy. I downloaded a couple other games for the Switch over the weekend. One was like a $5 arcade, top-down, kind of Zelda-ish style game called Kimiko, and it's just a fun $5 game. And then I bought Square Enix's... classic JRPG style game called I Am Setsuna, and
everything.
I'm
a Square Enix. Yeah, I'm a Square Enix fanboy,
dude.
For
they're
sure,
so good. Square Enix makes the best RPGs. They found the system, and they've been doing it for years. This game, like, they even accredit it to, Chrono Trigger. Have you ever played Chrono Trigger? Yeah,
yeah.
That's what this game feels like. It's a super dark story. The whole theme is sacrifice. I've played it for 8 hours already. I downloaded it last night.
Holy shit.
I can't put it down. It's like, it doesn't feel monotonous. The battle system's the same, but like, the story just keeps going, and it keeps, like, it's one step forward, two steps back the whole time. So it just keeps you on
edge.
Sounds
frustrating. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's doing a very good job at telling the story. It's doing a pretty good job at, like, giving all these characters motives and stuff like that. And like, I have 6 party members. You use 3 at a time, so it's fun to like mix and match and mess around with that battle system. But Square Enix knows what they're doing, guys. Like, if you want something else on your Switch besides Breath of the Wild, I say give I Am Setsuna a shot. It's only $40. It's a big game so far, and if you like turn-based RPGs like I do, they're my favorite kind of games.
Me too.
It's really good. And Friday the 13th, I've been playing that a lot. Mass Effect and the new Fire Emblem game on the 3DS is so stellar. So I'm playing.
Oh,
like,
fuck! I need to buy that.
Yeah, baby, it's so good.
My 3DS game library is just so backed up that, like, because I still have not beaten Pokemon, but I've been playing it so much more lately.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at, like, because it's always the same, but like Sun's way different, so it is fun. But, like,
yeah,
I've been just... And then I, like, I bought a Fire Emblem when I bought Pokemon 2, and I still haven't even, haven't even started it.
Which one, Conquest or Birthright?
Birthright.
One of those? Yeah. Birthright's so good. I just finally beat that before I got this one.
God, I've never really played Fire Emblem. Is it turn-based RPG, or is it, like...
It's grid-style tactics.
Grid-style... Oh, my God. That's favorite.
It's amazing.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Tactics Advance.
One of the best games ever, hands down.
I used to play the shit out of that game.
Yeah, dude.
So much. In college, I got the emulator.
Yeah.
And I would play it in class all the time.
Yeah, I literally, emulated.
And out of class.
Yeah. I emulated the GameCube Fire Emblem while I was in college, and I never paid attention. I was always sitting in the back playing that. And maybe that's why I dropped out of college.
And that's why you dropped out of college, yeah.
So other than that, I've been playing a lot of video games, blah blah blah. I've been drinking a good amount because Friday the 13th is one of the most fun multiplayer experiences I've ever had.
It's and even more fun.
We're playing that tonight.
Fuck yes we are. I can't wait.
And maybe I could do a whole other podcast just about the games that we've played, and it's so fun. But
we could.
But yeah, so I didn't go out on a date with Sophia.
Oh, that's her name? Okay.
Between this and the last episode. But we're getting coffee on Tuesday.
Ooh, big dates for both of us on Tuesday.
Yeah, baby.
Nice, yeah.
So that's cool. Other than that, I played some X-Wing on Saturday. That's still going strong.
Hell yeah.
And then last night, Austin was home, and Miranda was in Indiana, so he was just playing a video game in the same room as me playing that I Am Setsuna last night, and we were just drinking beers and just playing video games in the same room like we used to as kids.
That sounds so fun.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It's been a really good week. Like, I've been hanging out and
drunk a lot.
Yeah, I went out with my buddy Mitchell and his girlfriend Mandy, and we went to this place after Mitchell closed the soda parlor. We went to this place called Dino's in East Nashville.
Okay.
It's like the smallest little like dive diner.
Hell yeah.
And you walk in.
Those are the best spots though.
Dude, it was hot as hell in there. And we go in there, and I order this thing called the damn sandwich. It's like bacon, egg, and cheese. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And I go in there with the intent that we're just chilling there for a while. So I buy a pitcher of Coors Light because it's cheap
my
as
God.
Hell.
Yeah, of
and
course
so
it is.
And so I bring it over
of
to the
table. Of course
it
is.
Of course it is. Oh, my gosh. That was so
I'm
good.
I'm a father.
But so I bring my pitcher over there, and like they each have one beer. Like Mitchell's drinking a Yingling, and they look at me and they're like, "You know, we're going to like the next place over right after we eat, right?" And I was like, "No, I didn't know that." So I gotta just chug this pitcher, which wasn't hard. It was Coors.
Yeah.
So that's true. In the span of maybe 35 minutes, I had 4 Coors Lights.
Not bad.
Not bad. And then we went to this next place right next door called 308, and it's like this bar club kind of thing. It's real weird. It's not very big. On the left, when you walk in, there are all these booths that are open. They're all open. Like, it's one big bench, and then, like, these skinny little tables with candles, and then kind of a dance floor. Like, people were using it for one. And then back in the back, and it's not a very shallow room, like half of it is the bar, half of it's the bench, and then there's this projector, they're playing Judge Dredd, but there's also music, like a DJ in front of that playing really loud music, and you know, as clubs do typically have.
That sounds right.
So we just drank there for a little bit, and it was cool. Like, it was really fun. We were just like making fun of all these, like, because it's not the typical Nashville bar crowd.
Yeah.
But, like,
There's these no people were boots trying and to cowboy hats.
Right, yeah. There was no line dancing on one floor and, like, hot chicken on the next floor.
What is hot chicken?
Hot chicken. Have you ever had hot chicken? Oh, like
the food. The food.
Oh, my gosh. You just scared me.
I thought you were saying, like, a dance.
Oh. Hot like, chicken bitch, is what? You put your hands together like you're praying, you squat down, and you scream.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
And
you just spread eagle on the ground.
And that's how you Nashville hot chicken.
Oh, I love Nashville hot chicken. Yeah, but, don't get me.
Yeah. So I got, like, pretty solid drunk.
Good.
And then we hung out, and then we left, and then this morning I met them again. I took them to this brunch place that's close to our house called The Dive-In, and I've been there, gosh, 5 times in the last 4 weeks, probably.
Wow.
And so it's a little place, so, like, everybody in there knows me now, and I've gotten this thing called the Whoopin' Holler Hot Chicken Biscuit, Hot Chicky Bicky.
Mm-hmm. Hot Chicky Bicky.
And I put those Hot Chicky Bickies down today, and it was a lot of fun to hang out
with. That sounds like a something they'd say in Australia. You know how they have their own kind of
bickies. Well, I think bickies are what they call
cookies,
like biscuits. I think that's where I got bicky.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, and when I feed Mika in the morning, I call it brekkie because they call it brekkie.
Mm. Star Brekkie. Freaks. My favorite show, Star Brekkie.
But, I met with my guitar player, Jake, and we went over some acoustic tracks for an acoustic tour that I might be doing soon for Stephanie's Wit.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
A tour how?
Like, we're going to, you know, every, week or so for 2 or 3 days out of the week, go somewhere, do a few shows in a row, come back, then the next weekend go back and do some more.
Wow. So
just, yeah.
So, you're going to, like Midwest areas?
Yeah, we're thinking one weekend maybe we're, up through Indiana and then into Michigan and then back, or, down south, or just up to Louisville for a couple nights, or around here. And yeah, we're just going to try to hit as much as we can and sell some merch and play some songs.
Fuck yeah, man. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so it's been fun to, sing my songs again. I haven't had a reason to for a while.
I know what you mean.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I was I went over there, I went to his apartment, and he starts playing, and I'm I forget the chords. What are they? And he's these are your songs. And I was I know. I haven't touched them in a long time.
I'm the exact same way, man. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I forget lyrics to my own shit all the time.
I was doing that on Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, it's didn't you write this? And I'm okay, yeah, I'm not a computer, buddy.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is I've been writing new stuff, too. So I've been spending a lot of time in that space writing and listening and changing things. And, so then going back to these ones, they feel so old now, but I released them in March.
Yeah, but you worked on them for a while until you released them, too. You know what I mean? So
that's true. There was a lot that went into that.
Yeah, they feel played out. Not played out, but you've heard them a lot, and you were part of all the processes of mixing and mastering, and so
yeah,
you've heard them a lot.
It's weird.
That's kind of how I feel about my own stuff too. It's the same thing.
But it's been a good week, man. I've been social. I've been that's the weirdest part, but it's been fun.
That's the weirdest part.
It might be the alcohol that makes me social. Actually, that's exactly what it is.
It helps you to be social. It doesn't make you social.
That's true. It unlocks my social attributes.
I feel the same way.
Hey, kids, drink alcohol. Dad Podcast brought to you by alcohol. It's good for everybody.
helps you make friends. Sometimes not the best friends, because they're drunk too, and you don't realize they're garbage humans until the next day.
They tuck you in.
No, I didn't meet them when I was drunk. Luckily, I met them through college. Well, Zach through college. Yeah.
Oh.
John through. Yeah.
Can I tell you one more thing that's happened to me this week?
No. Yes. Okay. Of course.
I don't know why I said it like that. This is a podcast, and that's what we have to do.
Yeah, you actually, you have to. It's in your contract that you tell me what you fucking did this week. So,
for those of you listening who want to start a podcast, rule number one: talk about things. yeah, also, what were you gonna say?
I would say also do it with your BFF.
Yeah, do it with your best friend.
Because it's fun.
And then do it with your best friend.
Yes. Sure. Yeah,
so, this week, Austin and Miranda, my roommates, / brother and sister-in-law, I guess, were cleaning out some crap upstairs. And Miranda found a deck of playing cards that she received during her bachelorette party a few years ago that feature 52 cards plus two jokers of just naked men. Straight up naked, accent on the penis. And they... this is honestly one of the funniest bits that I've ever seen. Even though I'm on the other end of it, they hid all of those cards in the house.
Yeah.
So that I would find them doing my daily routine. So I have found naked men staring at me in my cereal box, in my Keurig.
In your cereal box?
In the cereal box. I poured out some Cocoa Puffs, and there was a man in a... it was this one.
Oh!
Look at that dick.
I am looking at... Wow.
Yeah. That's a
big, big wiener.
Oh, they all have big wieners. Oh, my. So, I found them in my pillowcase. I went to the gym, and when I got back, I took off my shoes and realized I had been running the whole time with a naked man under my right foot.
That's good.
I fed my dog, and when I went to scoop out some of the food, I found another card.
Oh, no.
There was a card in my laptop, under my mouse, in my hat. in my coffee. I went to do laundry today and found one in the detergent pod capsule.
This is very malevolent.
Yeah, it's been insane. There was one hanging from the blinds. There was one next to my light switch. And yeah, so my week has been filled with searching for all of these naked man cards, and if I made a bunch of videos on Snapchat where I found them, and I might do a super cut of all of them because it's really freaking funny. Oh my gosh. Like, I went to the... Oh, I was taking a shower and I turned around my conditioner.
Say shower.
Oh, I was taking a shit. Oh, that's yeah. Another one though. I lifted up the seat to pee. And there was one taped under the toilet seat.
It's incredible.
It is disgusting.
Also gross, but funny. Yeah.
And then I was taking a shower, and I grabbed my conditioner. Not conditioner, body wash, whatever. It's 2-in-1. It's Old Spice. And
this Dabblecast brought to you by... I'm just kidding.
I can't do the whistle. It's too high. RIP headphone users.
That was not that loud.
It's louder in headphones.
I just heard it in mine, and it was fine.
I turned around my shampoo bottle, and there was a naked boy holding his ding-a-ling, looking me right in the eyes.
It was you in a mirror. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was me. Oh, my gosh.
I could do without you showing them to me.
No, I want you to have to see all of them.
Closing my eyes.
Look at that massive horse. Look at this guy. His goes straight up.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Looks like okay, a rocket stop. Ship before it launches.
Stop showing me these.
No, if I have to deal with these, you have to deal with these.
That's not what
this guy's all hot for. And his boys are drooping.
His boys are drooping. Oh, no.
And then...
I'm a throw-up.
One more. Look at this guy on this 80s weird chair, pumping his jump, pumping his stump.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right. It's not that there's like inherently anything wrong with dicks or anything. It's just that I'm not attracted to them. I don't really want to see them.
Let's be honest. No one's attracted to dicks. They're just, they have to be used to procreate. That's it.
I don't know, man. I think you'd be surprised. Some people like, think they look good. I don't know why, but they do.
Seek help.
Seek help.
But All This Naked Men is the perfect segue to ride on into this week's edition of Band or Porno.
Perfect.
Guys, if this is your first time listening to this segment of the show, first of all, thanks for chilling for 40 minutes. Second of all, this is the part of the show where I have a list of 15 band or 15 pornographic film names, and Chad has to distinguish between the two out of a list of 15, and then we rack up his score, no pun intended. And then that's it.
So for those of you who want to play at home, grab your pens, pad and a pencil, and get ready to go. Ready, Chad?
Yes. Sorry, I was previewing the hate mail.
Oh, dude, the hate mail's gonna be good.
I know. yeah, let's do Band or Porno.
The first one on our list is Lust Buckets.
God, I'm gonna fuck this up. All right, band.
It's a band.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Coming out hot. Coming out sticky. Anal Destination.
Porno.
Tricked ya. That's a band.
What? Oh.
That's a band.
That's bullshit.
I know, man. That's a good one. Glad He Ate Her.
Porno.
Like Gladiator. It is a porno.
Oh.
That's clever.
That's, sure, yeah. I guess.
Midget Sperm Bank.
Band.
That's a band.
Yes.
40 Gays and 40 Nights.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Wow.
School of Cock.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Okay. After that trick one, man, I know, I'm worried.
I'm in your head.
You are.
Big White Undies.
Band?
That's a band.
Okay, perfect.
Sperminator.
Porno.
That's a porno. You're doing pretty well, man. You've only missed one.
I know.
Carpet Shitter.
Ew. Band.
That's a band.
Yeah.
How about this one? 4th of July's coming up, and you're going to enjoy some porn on the cob.
Band?
That's a band.
Okay. Gross.
This one might be my favorite this week. Dwarf Bitch.
Oh, man. Porno?
It's a band. Nah, that one's a band.
Fuck.
That one's a band.
As soon as I said it, whatever.
Backshaft.
Band?
That one's a porno.
Damn it.
Sexcellent.
Porno.
Nah, dude, that's a band.
I knew it. Oh.
Super Furry Animals.
Porno.
No, that one's a band, too.
Oh, I thought it because furry.
Because furry, yeah. Oh, man. Dude, you missed 4 in a row.
Falling off the wagon.
If you get this, you get 10. If you miss it, you're going to only have 9. That's how math works.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like numbers.
Eternal Erection.
Porno.
Nah, dude, that's a band.
Fuck me.
Oh, man. 9 out of 15, Chad. Not your best week.
It wasn't. That's fine.
Yeah. And that's how we play Band or Porno here on the Dad Podcast. Hey, y'all, before we get to the hate mail, we're going to take a quick break and play an ad from one of our buddies on the Podratic Equation. That's cool, that's trash.
Are you a fan of psychotronic movies? Movies that are so bad they're good? Movies ranging from no-budget sleaze to mega-budget train wrecks? Movies that are horror, exploitation, sci-fi, and anything else that's so strange and awkward, they shouldn't exist.
Mother, this cloth smells of death.
If this is your celluloid cup of tea, check out That's Cool, That's Trash, the podcast where I, host Matt Howell, with the help of various guests, take a walk on the wild side of cinema to review the truly bizarre.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Why don't we relax?
I'm sure.
The utterly berserk.
Yeah, you can smoke it, sniff it, shoot it, eat it, and drink it also.
And the simply incomprehensible movies of the world.
Yeah, you know, I was really curious as to how this isn't on the same level as Plan 9.
That's Cool, That's Trash is available from iTunes, through thatscoolthatstrash.com, and is a proud member of the Podratic Equation Network.
Very good, except for I would have just said, revenge is best served awesome.
I wish that were on the box.
Good ad. Yeah, so, every time...
Good ad.
every time, because we didn't hear... We never hear it. Cam just puts them in post-production, but... Yes.
Little
it's
behind
always...
the scenes, we're peeling back the curtain for you.
Take a shot. So we've got meta. yeah, so once again, we are part of the Podratic Equation Network. That's a little play on words for y'all if you like puns. It's like the quadratic equation, because a quadratic equation is better than the sum of its parts, or greater than the sum of its parts, my bad. And so that is how we look at this podcast collective. It's kind of like... we're greater than the sum of our parts. We're all a bunch of good podcasts, and we're together, and now we're even better. And we like doing it, and we love everyone who does it too. And it is fun. And you can check out the WordPress, which is thepodraticequation.wordpress.com. And that's where all of the episodes for all of the associated podcasts get published.
Yeah. And I know at least one of our listeners, Taylor... has listened to Wax on Wax Lyrical based on our suggestions. So thanks for doing that, Taylor.
Yeah.
We love those guys. Like, we really do. And girl. And, like, and all the other guys on our podcast. Like, they're fun. They really are fun. They are movie review podcasts.
Doing great. Just keep it moving.
Really funny, and we're actually participating in what's called the pod crawl with the rest of them. We're all watching Andy Sedaris movies and doing little reviews, so we're gonna have an episode up on Wednesday of this week. I know we may have promised it that it was gonna come out today as well, but tough shit, and yeah. But that'll come out Wednesday. We're gonna do a little like shorter episode, but we're going to review a movie called Guns by Andy Sedaris, and I'm pretty excited to like have a little bit of a different format, but with the dad podcast feel and my milk and cookies voice
and my
jizz fist
Snickers bar voice. Snickers, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know my voice, my Butterfingers voice.
Oh, I don't like that.
Butterfinger.
I just scared the shit out of my dog. She's sitting on my bed right next to me when I go, oh! I thought she was going to fall off. Sorry, Mika.
That's funny. Yeah, so Andy Sedaris created the honey shot, which is like whenever you're watching a sports game on the telly, and they put a hot girl on the screen. That's what's called a honey shot. Just hot girl in the crowd. So that guy's a little pervy, and his movies show it. So we're gonna watch that. There's probably gonna be some side boob action. He liked boobs, I guess, a lot. So I guess looking forward to seeing some boobs or something. That'll be cool, I guess. I don't know.
And we'll give you our reaction to it on Wednesday. So
yeah,
be peeping that, and then at the very least, guys, like if you want to dip your feet in to the other people on our podcast network, just listen to their Andy Sedaris ones first after you listen to ours. or in any order that you want, and then you'll see what we mean about how these guys are really good and really fun.
Yeah, and they're all probably going to be way better at reviewing movies than us, because that's what they do. So yeah.
And they know what you listen to movies mean. We're going to be like, I saw some titties.
Basically, yeah. So if you listen to our movie review podcast, the one episode we'll do, and you think it sucks, and you want to listen to a better one, all of our friends in the Podrec Equation ones. Do movie review podcasts, and but it's not just like movie reviews. It's like interesting, you know, they just talk about whatever as well. Mm-hmm. I just like hearing their cute little baby boy and baby girl voices. That's what I like doing. So that's just me. Yeah. Okay, enough about that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Love you guys. Yeah.
it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show, where we read your submitted hate mail.
One of these, I don't know if we should read.
It's up to you.
Okay.
We've got 3 pieces of hate mail tentatively. If Chad decides that one of these is okay,
I'll censor it.
All right. So the we have 3. The first one comes to us from Taylor, who I mentioned earlier. Thanks, Taylor. Thanks, BB girl. The subject reads, I'm back. Parentheses, little girl from the poltergeist voice. And parentheses, 3 demon faces. Sup, BB boys. Having roasted your lil' sweaty lil' lazy boy behind so much that you may as well stick an apple in your mouths and serve you up for Christmas dinner, I want to say this, vis-a-vis the following. I laughed so hard on the last episode I nearly choked. I couldn't get it to download, so I had to listen to it when I got home. I thought it would be nice dinner entertainment, and I was right. Although maybe I should be more careful, because if I die that way, then my family could sue you for involuntary manslaughter. And that would be unfortunate, because you wouldn't be able to make bail, and no one would bail you out because no one listens to your podcast and no one likes you. This really is a nice email, but I've developed a reputation on here for being ruthless, and I gotta stay on brand, you imbeciles. Good word. I love the word imbecile.
Yeah, me too.
Keep making this podcast for a very long time, and neither of you are allowed to die because you are the heroes we need in these dark times. Not necessarily the heroes we want, but you're all we've got. Love you long time, comma... Enter T-Mama. P.S. Chad, your life is crumbling around you, not because Cam didn't edit that pissing out your window out of the podcast, but because it's literally crumbling from the rust because you piss out your window!
Sometimes.
P.P.S.
Just sometimes.
I did that P-P. Correctly for you, BB boy Chad. P.P. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
To be fair, if I had a penis, I would probably pee in a lot of places that I currently can't, as I have a vagina and not a penis. Chad is
exactly
posing for victory.
Yeah, because penises make you can pee places. It's great.
That's what penis stands for. Pee everywhere, anywhere. It's super.
That was actually really good on the spot, except anywhere starts with an A. But
not
you know
the
what?
Way I said it.
Improv. Improv. Yeah, you just gotta go.
Good bit, good bit.
Penis actually stands for putting everything near its spot. Honestly, I thought of that right now. Interpret it how you want. I'm not interpreting it. I'm not saying it in any weird way, but if that's what you insinuated, you're the perv, not me. Thank you.
But I probably only do it a few times and then be an adult because that's still kind of gross, Taylor says.
It's fair.
PPPS. Thank you so much for wishing me a happy birthday. It made my little BB girl heart happy, especially when Rogue Riffers and Podratic Equation dudes did the same. Oh, and Jordan. Shout out to Jordan so he doesn't disappear. Heart, cookie, milk, shit, upside down face, purple devil. Those were all emojis at the end of the letter. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, that was very nice of you, Team Mama. Well, it was also ruthless in ways, because you're ruthless. Just want to point that out.
Ruth Chris right, Steakhouse.
That was a medium rare take. I'll give you that. Okay. So this is from our friend Millie. Who Cameron thought did not listen to the podcast, but then one time asked him the name of the podcast, and then she listened to it, apparently, because she just sent us an email this week.
I told her not to.
Well, too late for that. Okay, so Millie sent us an email. The subject line reads, calling you out. Fuck. Okay, yeah, so the body reads, hi. I'm a fairly new listener to the Dad Podcast. I've never sent hate mail because I usually like to think the best. However, this was bothering me, and I felt you deserved to be called out. Sorry, you maybe wanted to keep this a secret from the world, but you were the one who texted my boyfriend when I was crying, saying I was a pussy for crying. While Cameron encouraged me, you did not. So I'm calling you out, bro. Love your show, by the way. Sincerely, the Wimpy Crier. Thanks for that email, Millie. It's cool of you. Yeah, thank you so much for that email. It was good. It's good, and we appreciate the hate mail a lot. And you know what? Fuck off.
Millie's feisty.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That was good.
All right, read this one from your sister-in-law. Yeah,
moving right along.
This one comes to us from Miranda, who was part of the original hate mail that was sent to us by not Austin.
Not Austin.
Little dad podcast trivia for you. Take a shot. The subject line is a great quote from the movie Mean Girls.
All you sucka MCs. She says, I swear I will keep this short and sweet. First, I have to start with a slow clap for Tilda Galpal Mal Tilda. Damn! That was fantastic. I simultaneously almost wrecked and peed while listening to the hate mail.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. However, Cameron, seriously? The phrases, hard heart and you need to get laid, were in back-to-back sentences and you didn't make a joke. For example, I said out loud in my car, if Chad had another hard body... Shit, I messed that up.
You are so fucking bad at this.
It's because I'm not drunk.
You're fired.
Oh, shit. Next week, Chad's going to do the episode by himself.
Yeah, but it won't publish because I don't know how to edit shit.
So funny, all. Though. If one of us tried to do this by ourselves, oh, man. Okay.
It'd be so bad. Okay,
it would
yeah.
be really bad. I'm sorry. So Miranda said.
It's bad together. Okay, yeah.
It is. The phrases hard heart and you need to get laid were in back-to-back sentences and you didn't make a joke. For example, I said out loud in my car, if Chad had another hard body part, maybe he could get laid. It's not perfect, but it's better than letting that prime opportunity go to waste.
Okay.
Chad, I took your advice at the end of the episode and went to Chili's this week.
Oh, God. Thank you.
It started out fantastic, as usual. But when we left and made it out to the parking lot, I projectile vomited buffalo wings, chips and salsa, and mango tea. So thanks for that. Seriously,
okay, don't
people.
Blame me. Blame your unborn child for that. Okay?
That is true. It's kind of ruining your life.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
I just meant it makes her sick a lot. She makes her sick a lot. Seriously, people, don't go to Chili's. Actually, just never take advice from Chad, period. Since I have yet to get to address the issue of peeing out the window.
God, fuck, jeez, God.
Here it goes.
Chad, I am so sorry for all the rude and hateful comments. I totally understand where you are coming from. My bedroom in our current house is upstairs, and... it is a long... Wow, I just about... I can't read. And it is a long way to the bathroom, especially with the frequent trips because of the hell of pregnancy.
Yeah, we've already touched on that.
I, too, have to resort to peeing out the window on a semi-regular basis. I have to stick my leg up on the windowsill and go through a lot of effort to not make a mess.
but it is totally worth the extra 2 minutes it saves me to walk to the toilet. I really don't understand why everyone is making such a big deal about it. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Dot dot dot. JK. Dot dot dot. I'm not a fucking slob.
Sincerely, a truly disgusted listener.
In parentheses, Miranda.
And then it says, on that note, sent from my iPhone.
Yeah, I don't...
I think that was a mistake.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you, Miranda. Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Taylor, for this week's hate mail segment. If you would like to send us your hate mail for the next episode, be sure to do that by emailing hoyweave@gmail.com.
And we appreciate all the mail that we get. We love you all.
We really do.
It's really, it is. It's pretty cool, I guess, that people actually send us mail. So thank you.
I got off easy this week, guys. You need to like roast me.
No one's gonna roast you, Cam. You're the face. I'm the heel, baby. All right. Sorry, I moved those over. Okay. Yeah. Well. What? We're pretty far into this. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got an hour. We got a sode.
I think that's a sode. We've been running really long lately, so maybe you're into that. But this week we're gonna wrap it up and
we're gonna take it out of the oven, and we're gonna baste it. And let it just simmer.
There's two really good sex jokes I kind of made simultaneously, but I chose not to. So there's that.
Are you really good at basting meat?
No, you said. God, no. You said we've been running really long lately. Some of you may be into that, but we're going to wrap this up. And I was going to be like, well, you know, that'll make it last longer if you wrap. Okay, yeah. Nope. All right, cool. So thanks for listening, everyone. To the Dad Podcast. Shout out to my dad, because we hung out on Father's Day, and he listens to this every week. So.
That's awesome.
God. Yeah, love you. Also, I'm so sorry. You've raised such a bad human.
Shout out to dads everywhere.
Yeah, shout out to dads everywhere.
Shout out to dad bods.
What?
Shout out to dad bods and rom-pams and...
Ooh, I need to get one of those still. It's summer. Dude. Summer season, baby.
Man. Yeah. Rom-pams.
All right. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, man. Chad, where can they find you online?
You didn't say anything.
Oh, you're right. You can find me on Snapchat at LavinousCam.
What the fuck was that?
And Instagram at LavinousCam and Twitter at LavinousCam too. Chad?
You find me on social medias at Chad Hoy on everything. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, at Chad Hoy. Don't forget to send us hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. That's my last name and Cam's last name without the R. @gmail.com. And this week, I just want you guys just go out there, just go do some sunbathing this week. Just go out there and put just a little bit of sunscreen on, maybe SPF 8. Just get you a little tan, because you know what? It's summer, baby. Actually, listen to this while you're suntanning. You won't, because this is at the end of the episode. But for next week, do that. Or the week after. So in 2 weeks, listen to the entire episode while... No, in 1 week, next Monday, listen to the entire episode while sunbathing. That would be cool.
And if you don't, we're going to find out, because we stalk you all on social media. We're going to see that you're not tan. We're going to know.
Yeah. And if none of you have tan lines, so help me God. I'll be an angry boy.
And we're going to be angry little boys. Throwing temper tantrums.
Throwing temper tantrums in the grocery store.
We're going to sit down on the floor, and we're going to
bang the floor with our fists.
Yeah, I'm gonna whine till my mom rents me that video game from Marsh when Marsh used to rent video games in the 90s.
Oh my gosh, I just remembered that.
No, was so tight. I used to get so many cool video games.
That's a great for time. Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
Clay Fighters.
Wow. Throw all the way fucking back, buddy. Okay. And also get Friday the 13th and play with your boys.
Yeah, John. Xbox. John does.
Yeah, I haven't played with John yet because I'm a dick. But
we're doing tonight.
Yeah, and John, send us hate mail, you asshole. It's been too long. All right. I think we got a sound. Yeah. So,
love you, baby.
We love you. Sunbathe to us.
And, that sounds so gross.
I know. That's why it's
sunbathe
funny.
Sunbathe to us. Oh, I want you to sunbathe to us. Oh,
I want you guys to listen to us outside and enjoy some sun while you listen to the dad bods. You know,
I want you to be out in public wearing minimal clothing with us in your ears.
I didn't sunbathe all the time. I get off work and I go in the backyard and lay in the backyard shirtless.
Do you pee out there too?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's okay. That's a lot better than peeing out the window.
If I'm drunk enough, I'll pee almost anywhere. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Dad, have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get everybody pens, pen, 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 pen